It's time for Warrior versus Masher, the Battle of the Mersey.
Introducing.
All three judges are in favour of the winner and the new Commonwealth lightweight champion from Birkenhead, Masher.
Sean Todd gets it. Wider on the cards than we had it.
Introducing.
The winner from Liverpool, Tony the Warrior.
Right, did you enjoy hearing that new opening?
I did. It was a surprise.
Each time you step up. So he says your name back to front, though, I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Do you ask him to pronounce your name in that order?
No.
I would say Sean Masher Dodd. He says Masher Sean Dodd.
He says Masher Sean Dodd.
Oh, well.
Sound effects.
Sounds nice.
It's how he likes it.
It is good,
isn't
it?
I'm going to ask him to add on to it.
The Masher.
Masher. Sean Dodd, a.k.a. the bulky man.
It's going to be lines and lines long soon, isn't it?
It'll be a poem.
Right, you should have no trouble this morning, Tony, because let's face it, he looks absolutely a useless
He always has easy questions anyway.
Do you think so, right? Up. Battle of the Mersey. And Dodson's running away with this. If you want to be nice to him, of course, Tony.
Get some wrong tone.
Just won his championship belt at the weekend, but it's Dodd 8, Dodson 11 after 19 rounds. So there's a little gap opening up here. Right, let's start it off. Battle of the Mersey for a Thursday morning. Mugs away to who?
Me.
Oh,
isn't it?
Right, okay. Yeah. Here we go, Sean.
I'm admitting it now. Look,
who does Luke Campbell... Actually, where's my... I haven't got my ticker. I haven't got my little ticker on my screen.
That's all right. Here's
I can't find that. Oh, no, I haven't got my countdown clock. Matty's disappeared. Right, I'll have to just do it off my head. Who does Luke Campbell face in a world title eliminator on the Joshua Klitschko undercard? Stop it!
Yeah, tell him
the timer.
I can't even think what I'm talking about now. Right, who does Luke Campbell face in a world title eliminator on the Joshua Klitschko undercard?
Give us a clue, come on, lads.
A clue.
Don't give him any clues because it's an easy question.
No, it's not.
Okay. As a footballer who's got this surname and his first name. Do you know who it is?
Yeah. I know the second name.
Sanchez.
You are a broken man.
No. It's Dali's...
Pedraza.
Perez.
That's
Perez. Pedraza's a different fighter altogether.
I knew it was the one that beat Swifty, wasn't it?
Dali's Perez.
The one that beat Swifty, wasn't
very
it?
Very good fighter,
That's what I knew because I knew he'd beat Swifty.
That's going to be some fight, isn't it, at the weekend?
Wow. It'll be a test for Campbell to see how far he's...
He caught a box, wasn't he?
But didn't he beat Swifty as well?
No.
Was that not the same lad?
It's the same lad, but I thought. I don't know.
No, I don't think there was that Dali's...
No, it was Cromwell.
Go on anyway, let's do it.
First one to Tony Dodson. Who's the only other person Vladimir Klitschko has fought in the United Kingdom? So Vladimir Klitschko fought in the United Kingdom in July 2000. Who did he fight?
Was it Pele Reed?
The gas tank is very, very long.
Lennox Lewis?
No, it wasn't Lennox Lewis.
No, it was, in fact, Monte Barrett.
Did he fight him in the UK?
July 2000.
Monte. Can't remember that.
There you go.
Why would he do that fight here? Monte Barrett from the States?
Is he?
Who is this voice? Right, these voices are good this week. This one's for you, Masher. Think hard. Look at the determination on his face there.
I'm going to sleep.
I'll talk to us. If you are not a fighter, if you are not the man that has stepped through the ropes.
Who Eddie Hearn. Yeah, he did it.
Brzezinski!
Yeah!
It's good the way he does that.
Yeah,
really
it's good. I was going to say, it's Eubank.
Do you want to listen to it again?
Go on.
Here we go.
You cannot talk to us if you are not a fighter, if you are not the man that has stepped through the ropes.
That's a brilliant impression, isn't it?
That's brilliant. That's Eddie Hearn.
He's been round him all his life, do you know what I mean? So he's got it perfect.
Right, a second mystery voice. This one's for you to keep in the game, Tony.
For Chelsea, it'll be no different. They're very strong. They're well coached. They've got some excellent players. And no doubt they'll add to that in the summer.
Straightforward. For any football fan, they know that straight away, don't they?
No, they don't.
It's quite a long one, that as well.
They're well coached. Yeah. They've got some excellent players. And no doubt they'll add to that in the summer.
I can't hear it because of your voices.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it once more?
One more. Sure.
Okay. You've got to get this. It's easy.
For Chelsea, it'll be no different. They're very strong. They're well coached. They've got some excellent players, and no doubt they'll add to that in the summer.
Who is it?
I haven't got a clue.
No clue at all?
No.
Are you sure?
I swear to God.
You love your football, you told me.
I know,
you're
but that doesn't mean I watch all
it.
The football shows. You know what I mean? Okay. All the after talking. That's obviously one of the presenters.
What do you watch on a Saturday night?
Yeah,
Match of the Day. I know it's Gary Lineker or someone else.
Give him me.
Yeah, but you can't have
the way you turned up yesterday.
Is it Gary Lineker?
It was Gary Lineker, but you're not having it.
We
anyway.
Give you the clue. I was going to say Gary Lineker.
Right, there we go. So 1-0 up at the moment is Sean Dodd. And these are the deciding questions.
Go on.
Which famous race is returning to Liverpool this summer? Which famous race is returning to Liverpool in this summer,
Masha? Is this my question?
Yeah. What sort of race could it be?
Marathon.
Could it be a running race? Could it be an egg and spoon race? A horse race? A boat race?
The Liverpool race.
You are a broken man.
Do you know the answer to that one? It's the Clipper round the world the yacht Clipper? Race. A they start race? Here, they go round the world in yachts and they come back and they finish
it. I don't even know what a yacht looks like.
You will lose. Soon.
Come on, I need this one. You're staying in the game.
Right, so for Dodson to actually take it to a tie break, which British pop group sensations could get their first number one in 18 years
this
week?
You'll get this because it's a pop group. Really?
Gushdie.
You got it? Is that
steps.
Right?
It was Steps.
How did you know
Do you remember
that?
Steps? Well, hey, look at his age.
But how does he know Steph, though?
You remember Steph.
What was the question?
This goes to a tiebreak. Have we got the mystery song here?
No way. I can't even believe he got that, you know.
Oh, no, the mystery song has been removed. Here we go. We'll have to go to the other question instead. How many fights has Tom, the captain, Stalker, won by knockout?
Who's that?
Tom Stalker.
Tom Stalker.
I'll say four.
Okay, do you want to go higher
How
or
many
lower?
Is he had?
Higher or lower?
How many is he had?
Do you want to go higher or lower? Come on, you've got
to be lower, Harry.
Who do you think's won this one?
I've won it.
Oh, yes! Right.
Matt has got one! Yeah. I'm actually happy that
did
he's
you give it him?
It. Yeah, he gave me that.
Well, how many has he stopped, Stalker?
Two.
And we're far off.
Four, so.
Yeah, just two.
Yeah.
This was booming around the arena at the weekend, wasn't
it? Was, it was, yeah.
I even saw some people singing along
I'm actually happy. Yeah.
So Stacey singing
right
along
now.
To it.
Is she, yeah.
Yeah, your sister?
Uh-huh.
Oh, bless you. You're not going to change this now, are you?
Don't start singing anymore.
Go on, sing it. No, he's too tired to sing this morning, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Oh,
that was a lethargic mumble.
Dodd 9, Dodson 11.
Yes, I'm on the road now.
That's all right.
I am happy that you won today.
Oh, yeah, I can see that as well. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.